This is WPW champion Xavier Frost, and you're listening to the Hour Bomb on PWPop.com.
Thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And welcome everyone to another
relieved edition of the Hour Bomb.
Relieved?
Well, I'm relieved. You should be relieved.
I am too. I know why we're relieved tonight.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yeah. Welcome to a relieved edition of the Hour Bomb. Where is it at? Here it is.
Hallelujah.
Why is that? That seems really loud tonight.
Hallelujah.
There we go. I'm your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Meltzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Undertaker may or may not have tapped out.
That's true. That's true.
I know. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious, Jason Halbert. Thank you. Look at that packed house because I turned the switch.
You know, that bell ringer that last night reminded me a lot of the bell ringer that night in Collinsville. Once back.
Fuck you. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the excellence of execution, the big Adrian Masters.
We're not even going to wait for you to finish that sentence.
The voice of the voices.
And
the speaker of truth.
The jizz mopper.
Hope you die from herpes.
Sweet Heat, Jason Heath.
Oh, we'll go with this one tonight.
Really?
There's just no one there for you, man.
Yeah. You're definitely all on your own
good
tonight.
That's just you and your crabs.
What?
Apparently crabs and crickets sound a lot alike.
I guess. I don't know. You know, I don't know that I've got it booted up. I don't have it for him.
No Kyle's theme?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me look here.
Let me bust it out for you. I'm fat. Kyle Robinson.
Wow.
Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you cum guzzlers run your mouth.
Well, that's okay. I got a theme for you, Heath. For you.
I like my new Kyle Robinson theme. Can I just keep doing that? Okay.
It's Hillbilly Jim's music.
Oh, is it?
I just had a dream about you.
Oh, that's bad. You know, I thought about changing my intro music myself. Wanted to run it past you guys real quick. What if I did this instead? Instead of the Sandow music? Because after all, I am Mr. Wonderful.
Oh my God, you're terrible.
Why am I terrible? I'm wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. They call him Mr.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I am Mr. Wonderful. Why? You don't like that?
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
All right. Kyle, hold on. I'm going to switch your input around for a second. Hold on. Let's see if this works. Dickhead, you there? Ooh, I only got him out of one end. Hold on.
Man, we're playing with sound now.
What the fuck is going on?
There we go.
Jason's playing with the soundboard.
I had to move you around a little bit because when Heath set it up, he did it wrong.
Shocker.
Well, that's because he doesn't show
Kevin
me how to do
it
on the new soundboard.
Kyle's theme song should just be the Dukes of Hazzard's horn sound.
Like, wait, what? Oh, the Dixie horn?
Yeah.
Yes, I am okay with this. I don't even know if you have that, but I'm okay with this.
He may or may not have it.
I'm looking, hold on.
I guarantee he fucking does. After shit went down in Ferguson, he was like, I'm going to download this just to piss people off. Yes! Playfully offensive and fucking there, in your face.
There you go. That's right. I'm going to start referring to Kyle as the white Mark Jones of the network.
Why?
Why?
Why not?
Wow,
we got a full house in the chat tonight, man.
We do. Who do we got in the chat? I don't have... To everyone in the chat, I apologize. I don't have theme music. So I have one person's theme music, but that just happened to be because...
We planned...
Well,
yeah.
We planned that, him being here. So.
Well, no, not even that.
And also, his theme music is his current wrestler's theme music.
Yes, there you go. So let's just hit that one up first.
Hey, we got Mark Jones number two in the chat.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Wow, that's racist.
And Mark somewhere is dancing the Big E dance.
That is right. Ball cup to you,
Mark
Jones.
Mark's in the chat going, wait, the Grand Wizard took off from work to be here?
Anyway, who else we got in the chat room, guys?
We got myself.
Hey, ball cup to you.
Hey, Richard finally said something I can agree with.
Jason Albert.
The dance was awesome.
Yeah, exactly. We got Glitterfist.
Hey, boob grab.
No, clit flick.
Clit flick. Okay, clit flick.
All right, we got Jason Heath.
I always ball cup myself.
We got Sean Pickles Fentress.
Hey, ball cup.
We got Bird Dog, Richard Berghoff, host of some show that name is dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. He likes to rip off our music.
Yeah.
Ball cup to you,
hey,
Richard.
Guys, did you guys know something?
The Bird Dog's Bite or whatever it is, yeah.
Did you know that Pickles... was stupid enough to get a girl pregnant.
Oh,
snap.
Yeah.
Are they having a Heath?
I don't know. So, in all sincerity, congratulations, buddy. I told you on Facebook, but I figured I would do it in person now, and we would all do it. So, on the count of three, I guess we'll do a baby butt slap. Ready?
Oh, God.
One, two, three.
Baby butt slap.
That works. Whatever.
Way to go, Jared Fogle.
Wait, what? I'm just looking at the Biggie dance that Glitterfist posted.
Oh God!
She posted a meme of it.
She did. No, a GIF. And you can't help but look at his cock.
You can't.
it's like when Monty Brown was in the he was in ECW as Marcus Corvallon.
Yeah.
And he had the fucking tights with the bear on his dick. Yeah.
We have Jake Haynes in the chat.
Hey, buck up to you, Jake.
We got Cornell Q Weaver in the chat.
Buck up to you, Cornell.
All right, we already did Mark Jones. We got Scotty Mack in the chat.
Hey, buck up to you, Scotty.
Must have been officiating that WWE event tonight.
Whatever.
With that questionable calls.
Hey, Pickles, Pickle exploded. That's what happened.
We have Kevin Critterden, the most offensive member of our network.
Buck up to him.
By the way,
Kevin.
What? Why are you clapping for him?
Because Kyle likes victimizing children.
He's the Jared Fogle. Never mind. I can't even finish that.
No, don't even finish that.
I'm not that bad, dude.
I guess he
could be the Gene Simmons of the network.
What did Gene Simmons do?
They are checking him out for child porn, but he's not a suspect.
No shit.
Yeah, he's not a suspect, though.
Wow.
Yet.
Jared
wasn't a suspect at first either. They
no. But I tell you what, if you look at one point in time last year, Kyle did like the National NAMBLA.
He did.
National Man Boy Love Association.
So, Kyle, we could be onto something
could
there.
Could be. I don't know.
Dude, if the FBI shows up at my house, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking split all three of your throats.
Hey, me and Heath had nothing to do with that.
We got B-Megs in the chat.
Hey, buck up to you, beanbags.
And we got Fatty McFatfuck in the chat. Kyle Robinson.
Buck up to you.
I feel more pleasant.
God. Anyway, how the hell you guys been?
Well, you know what? Not too bad. We had a pay-per-view tonight.
We did.
Yeah, sure right.
We did. We had a decent pay-per-view tonight.
Yep, indeed.
So, popcorn?
Indeed it was. Yeah, I'll take a little bit.
Okay. We'll eat some popcorn.
Heath, you got to save that appetite for those...
jelly beans. I mean, for that surprise later.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, that I do.
Anyway, so...
I just got water.
Oh, poor baby. Jake says Jared's going to be getting footlongs in prison. He is.
Yeah, most likely.
Jared Fogel started and ended his career trying to get into smaller pants.
Oh.
Hey-o.
That's terrible, Jason.
Now, is it bad that NXT was so good? And both big matches tonight had weird shit. Yeah. You think Triple H went back, looked at Vince, and was like, that's how you book a show.
I didn't have an issue with the world title match, though.
No, what?
Nope.
Anyway, we'll talk. So you guys doing good?
Yeah, pretty good. Can't complain.
That was good.
I kind of want to get into stuff here, though, because honestly, I do have to work in the morning.
So do I.
What a bitch. Wait, you have a job now?
Yeah, I'm selling phones again.
Heath got him into the jizz mopping racket.
No, there's no jizz mopping anything.
Where are you working at now?
I'm not going to say that on the air. Are you fucking stupid? I'll tell you later.
But the phones have already started falling off the truck for Adrian, if you know what I mean.
No, whatever.
Wasn't 100% sure why, but I understand. Okay.
So, Jason.
What?
Oh,
you want to talk before we get into it now?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, that's fine.
I got to give you... I've lined up a guest host for next week.
Oh, really? About time you fucking did. Oh, shit.
Yeah, don't kill the equipment because you want to avoid having this guy on. I understand, Jason.
Oh, that was almost bad. I almost spilled a big-ass cup of tea all over the fucking equipment.
But I reached out to my personal new best friend.
You'd know.
Mr. Uriah Elazar will be on the show with us next week.
Motherfucker. It's about time you start doing something for the show, but you go out and do something. I said good guests, not pieces of fucking cow dung.
Hey, this is great.
He is a great guest.
Why are you sucking his dick?
Well,
I'm not the one getting my ass kicked.
Generally, we root against you, Jason.
Kyle, remember, we're your co-hosts.
Did you see the video I posted on my Facebook last week?
Probably not.
This is the fucker that sucker punched me at a wrestling event.
Like, legitimately sucker punched you?
Oh, yeah, legitimately.
Have you not looked on my Facebook profile and looked at the test trainer benefit?
I saw, like, the pictures, but I didn't watch any of the videos.
Yeah, there was a video posted, and I got sucker. If you go to the Hour Bomb's Facebook page.
Were you actually fucking his wife?
No, but this tool bag decided to sucker punch me at an event. So
because Jason likes to
kick his ass?
Jason likes to call men that can kick his ass names.
I did get the last laugh. So he lost his match.
Well, I wouldn't say the last laugh yet.
He lost his match, and yours truly dropped an elbow and kicked him in the balls.
There you go.
Oh, that's right. Jake did make him tap at the test benefit, too.
Yeah, well, technically, I mean...
He tapped twice.
Well, technically, I think... Well, it was actually him and Juggernaut made him tap together.
And then they had to play rock, scissors, paper to
figure out
who
got credit for making the tap, yeah.
Jake, who was that? Was that you or did Juggernaut win that one? Because I don't remember
who won.
I don't remember who won that match. But anyway... yeah, he tapped twice that night. He tapped Frost, too. That's how he lost his title match.
I mean,
it was great.
In his defense, I think everybody would have tapped out to being put in a crossface slash like Boston Crab at the same time. That's a pretty painful combination.
Yes, it is.
A real man wouldn't have done it, but whatever. I'm not saying I wouldn't. No, I'm just saying a real man wouldn't have. I would have held out. I would have passed out due to the pain.
I don't think you would have.
Yeah, I would have. Okay, you got a special... see, this is why you got to talk to me about shit, because I already had a special guest lined up for next week.
Oh, who do you got? Xavier Frost?
No.
Your new best friend?
No. I went up, Jay, on this one.
Oh, really?
I got the CEO of WPW coming on next week.
Oh, so we get Crooked Official on here as well. Fantastic.
Wow. You know, Scotty Mac is going to have words for you next week. I'm sure he is.
Yes, sure, he will.
I'm sure him and that crooked referee will have all kinds of words for me.
So we'll have both of them. He reached out to me. He wants to talk about the...
the way that SummerSlam main event ended, I bet you Scotty Mac, CEO, was in the crowd for SummerSlam making that happen, too.
It was a... he wants to talk about the definitive three count at the Collinsville show. So, and I assume he's going to talk about some repercussions to Uriah for punching me.
Okay.
So, Oh, there you go.
I look forward to having him on.
So next week we'll have both Uriah and Scotty Mac on. So that'll be fun. So
I look forward to that. But we did have a big night with...
we do. As much as I love talking WPW stuff because it's just fucking fun. It's an awesome group of guys. We got to move on because we have
Crooked.
Some... Yes,
Crooked. I didn't stutter. You heard me correctly, Scotty Mac.
I can't wait for that referee to get his hands on you, too.
I don't work for you. You can't find me.
Technically, we do.
I didn't sign a contract.
Yeah, you did.
And I haven't gotten paid anything.
We don't get paid.
What?
You don't get paid for this either.
Did you sign a contract for this?
That's why I forged your signature.
That's why I need to get in contact with those guys in Allegiant. Maybe they can at least get me, you know.
Fucking both, all them pansy ass fuckers are now starting to come. Ooh, I mean, you beat you up. Ooh, I'm a fucking 6'7", 300-pound guy, and I'm going to beat up the broadcaster.
Oh, he says he's not talking to me. Okay.
Oh, good.
Fair enough. Well, if you're not going to find me, you're okay still.
What?
If he's not going to find me, he's okay still.
Okay, good. Better be a fine on him. Not you. Well, I could find you too, but that's not what I'm talking about, there being a fine on. Suspension maybe even too.
You get paid and come to your snow that's Heath. But he enjoys that paycheck. It's good to the last
God
drop.
Grief.
You know what? I don't have a fucking up. First off, for shits and giggles, let me do this.
So, hey, Jason, how does the show usually work?
I love that. I'm going to just fucking keep that. Here's how the show normally works. It's got a whole list of shit we got to get through. These two assholes, plus the fat Tubby McFatfuck. They're going to try to make it around. I can't complete my list. But tonight, with it being a pay-per-view, no time limit, hour bomb.
That is correct.
And you want me to ride with you to a wrestling show for
yeah,
like 2 hours in a car?
No, it's not a car. It's a very luxurious van, actually.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Is it Heath's old creepy van?
Oh, it's not a creepy van.
I mean, it does have free candy, like, painted on the side of it.
Oh, it does not.
Is it the one we took to the haunted house, though?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So it's not bad.
This happens. I call shotgun.
We might be able to work that one out, actually. I'd give up front the shotgun to have Kyle go out there.
Am I going to come back? What the fuck?
Yeah, we're not going to hurt you. We're not going to ditch you in all seriousness. It'll be fun. Kevin's coming.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
Beanbags might. If Beanbags comes, we're going to hook him up with a Crave case.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because he doesn't have White Castles by his house.
You can't eat any of them on the way there, though, Kyle.
Oh. No, there's going to be White Castles by there.
Oh,
so we're going to get him right before
the
show.
Did we look into that?
No, I didn't look into that, but I can only assume there is. Scotty Mack.
Yeah.
If you've been to Campsville, you need to know. Is there fucking White Castles close by on the way there within a few minutes? So. All right, Glitter for this. Thanks for showing up for a little bit. We miss you. We heart you.
Take care.
Okay, now, everyone that's still left, if you have a cell phone, a good cell phone, go to your app store. Find the app called Periscope.
Unless you have a Windows phone, then you're just fucked.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark Jones?
Pull up the Periscope app. Because there's nothing close. Fuck us. All right, so then
pecking lunches.
God. So yeah, is there anywhere to fucking eat or not?
We'll look into it.
Where was it at the last time you guys did
Jerseyville?
There was like 7 or 8 different fast food places there.
We stopped at this little hole in the wall place called the White Spot. Fucking delicious, but man, it tore me up.
I was fine though.
These fucking onion rings that the wrestlers told us to get were great.
They were.
I would almost drive an hour and a half back to get it.
We actually almost have to go back there again.
I know. All right, so what the fuck was I going to say? I was going to say something. Better brown bag.
What day is
great.
This shit again?
September 26th, Campsville, Illinois.
That's a Saturday?
Yes. So, anyway. Yeah, so it'll be fun. B-Max might come down. Kevin's coming down. So, there we go.
That is right. It's going to be like a PW Pop gathering.
So, anyway, download Periscope. And when I tell you to, you have to have Twitter to have Periscope.
Wow. He's not wrong. There isn't shit in Campsville.
Great. Anyway, download the Periscope app and have it ready because I'll let you know when we go live for whoever has to eat the punishment. Not me. So, I guess let me find it here. Find the SummerSlam theme song here.
Which one?
The good one.
There you go.
Adrian liked the other one. That was his jam. So
that was my jam.
Do you, no. Would you like to have? Are you going to write a SummerSlam theme song?
You know what?
Okay, hold on. Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Tubby McFatfuck, you got anything else?
You can suck my dick.
Is your wife still sitting there?
She's not.
Damn, can't fuck with you anymore. I ain't got nothing else. Adrian, I guess.
I have something.
Hold on. I got one more thing.
Let me tell you a secret. When I'm in bed, listening to the Hour Bomb, I feel so dirty, wrapped up in an Hour Bomb t-shirt, only at pwpop.com.
Who did you have make that?
That was
our director of public corrections made it.
Yeah.
That was...
Do you know who our director of public corrections is?
No idea.
The Rodfather.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It was a friend of his.
It was a friend of his that got it, but yeah, he had to record it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He also had a friend do the infamous.
I hope you die from herpes.
Sound clip too.
She sounded like a friend of mine that I knew.
Ah. Okay, now, Adrian, what you got?
SummerSlam theme song. Written for Mark Jones.
Wow.
I made it urban, see?
You're a fucking
retard. Straight out of my mouth.
Man, what was it again?
SummerSlam theme song.
Oh my god.
You're about as talented with that mouth as Kim Kardashian.
Oh. Yes, Scotty, he is our director of public erections.
Yes.
You heard that correct.
Yeah. Pretty much you heard it correct. Can sell a million boxes of Fruity Pebbles, can't sell. Oh.
Wow. Yeah, that's harsh.
Cha-ching. All right, moving on. Oh, if you guys are mixing, you see that little heart next to the chat box? Feel free to click on that as many times as you want. We like to try to see if we can't get 400 or 500 hearts in a show.
Yeah, we're up to 147 already.
Yeah, I know. I'm going for 700 tonight. That's our new goal.
Do we have what our record is?
We hit it like 400.
Okay.
Oh. My fault. I didn't read it right. Rodfather should be the director of pubic erections.
Oh.
Ha. Ah. I don't know if I've actually heard this. I just heard the other one. Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't hear the beginning.
SummerSlam theme song.
SummerSlam theme song. All right, good enough. So, opening match was... Let me find it.
Sheamus and Orton.
Yeah. Sheamus and Orton number 458, because last month was 457.
Ugh. I understand you've been around for a while. You're going to fight the same guy.
How many times have we seen Orton versus Sheamus on a pay-per-view?
At least 12.
I will actually look into this and have an answer for you next week.
Why don't you just Wikipedia it real fast?
Because there's not a Wikipedia answer to find that real fast. I actually have to go through and look at each pay-per-view and figure out when they fought.
You can Google it. You can fucking Google everything.
Doesn't work like that. Anyway.
Kevin's got priorities.
God damn it. My fucking...
Who cares about Skinamax?
What? Pornhub. Oh, God.
Pornhub.
Yeah, why do you watch Skinamax when there's all the porn you want elsewhere?
For yeah, free.
Kevin only likes the softcore.
It's like, really?
If you ask Cole, it's their first time meeting every fucking time.
Yeah, he's not wrong. That's true. So, another solid match from these two, I guess. I don't really have a whole lot to add on to this, is these guys performed well yet again against each other.
It's not that they don't... God damn it. Fucking microphone is shorting out. I think it's the cable. Anyway, it's not that they're not good.
It's just that
we don't need to see it again.
How many times have we seen this match?
A lot.
Yeah, pretty much.
At this point, it's just beating a dead horse.
Pretty much. But Sheamus gets the win because Orton got the win last month, so I'm assuming we'll get Sheamus versus Orton number 459 at the next pay-per-view, Night of Champions.
I was kind of shocked that Sheamus won.
I was a little surprised, but once he won, I kind of figured we weren't going to see a cash-in.
I knew we wouldn't see a cash-in when they put the world title match so early in
that
the
was
card.
My second clue that there wouldn't be a cash-in tonight, too, was that the world title match was
in
the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird.
Yeah. Oh, hey, do you have our picks from last week? Were you able to...
I do,
Okay, not that we need them yet. I just wanted to remind you. Let's see. Bikini Car Wash is coming on soon. Single guys care about skin. Why? There's porn.
TubeBait.com is a good one.
Yes, it is.
I like... Never mind.
No, what?
I like... it's XNXX.com.
I need to make a list.
Please tell me that, Google.
There's this website called Fuck, FUQ.com, and it's basically like a, trying to think. There's like just thousands and thousands of categories on there, and it will link you. So say if Heath wants to see Girl on Top, or Two Dudes Fucking, if he goes to the Two Dudes Fucking tab.
He'll find videos of himself.
He will. But it'll actually like compile them from different websites. So he might go to YouPorn, or TubeBait, or this, or that. It's kind of cool.
Okay.
It's almost impossible to watch two videos that are the same.
I see.
That's nice.
It's a good website. I mean, I don't watch porn, but that's what I hear.
If he did, this is what he
If did. I did, yes. I thought it would be funny to have if he would cash in again. We talked about that. TubeBait is a proud sponsor. Wait, sleazy sponsor of the Hour Bomb? No, never. Drunkchicks.com. Moving on. Oh, that's what XNXX does. I didn't know that.
We got to get to the next match, I think, though.
Hold on. Yeah.
So, your winner.
Go ahead. Yeah. I don't have his new music, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Enough.
Great White Sheamus. Like I said, it's not that it wasn't a bad match. It's just,
Yeah. I mean, it's a match we've seen a dozen times before.
Yeah. So, good. I mean, it was probably the best way they could open the show.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better match to put in place.
The get match people kind of second.
No, you don't want that at first.
It's a great get the crowd hot match, man.
Yeah, get them up and going. You know, get the adrenaline going. That sort of type of match.
Yeah. Next match.
We had.
B-Bags knew there was no cash in when there wasn't a cash in.
Next up, we have the Fatal 4-Way for the WWE Tag Team Titles.
Oh, look who's in the fucking chat room.
Time out. Was there any pre-show matches?
Oh, it's Uriah.
That's my good
friend.
How's
it going, Uriah?
Mr. Elazar. It's good to see him in the chat.
I got some for you.
Didn't you insinuate earlier this week that he had gonorrhea?
Oh.
Right. I'm warming something up for him. Hold on.
Fuck you.
Wow.
That is all.
You know what? I want to see if I can get him actually in the studio with us next week.
I'm not scared.
Okay.
There was a lot of hesitation there.
I'm eating popcorn.
I like this. Yeah, he's like, yeah, hi, Big A. Hey, fuck you, Jason.
Well, again, that's why I have my little message for him. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Second match on the card.
Yeah, we started to say something, but I don't remember what the hell we were saying.
Fatal 4-Way Tag Title match. With the New Day versus the Primetime Players versus Lucha Dragons versus the Matadors.
Who here thought that the Matadors were going to win this match?
Do you have that cricket sound effect up?
I will. Hold on.
That's it.
That's who really thought the Matadors were going to win this match.
Yeah, pretty
who
much.
Who thought the Lucha Dragons were going to win?
Actually, Corey Graves did.
Really?
He picked them on the pre-show, yeah.
Wow.
Well, they would have been a good tag team, though, to win the titles.
He said thanks for the pick. He really liked it. I think that's sarcasm.
No, of him punching me? No, he really did like that one.
Oh, okay.
And it's called the Sucker Punch.
It's not the Superman Punch.
No, it was a Sucker Punch. I turned around and then, boom, there's a fist in my face.
You kind of deserved it.
I didn't deserve shit.
What did you do
Jason's been running his mouth against this wrestler for like 2 months, Kyle.
Two months. We had our first thing with him like 4 weeks ago.
Okay, so a month at least. But yeah. Yes, and if he wouldn't have stormed, you fat.
And if he wouldn't have stormed off. So, anyway, according to Wikipedia, Jake Haynes once ate a live puppy.
Wow, I did not know that.
I hear we're gonna have Jake.
I'm tentatively we're lining him up for the week after.
That's Labor Day weekend.
Tentatively.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. It's Labor Day weekend, so.
I know.
Okay.
Hey, it means Jason's I ain't got to work the next day. I'm good with
it. I ain't got to work that next day either.
I probably will actually come down for that show.
It's a drinking holiday. My company's closed on drinking holidays. That's shit, good. You're not. Remember when Trent used yes. to talk about how they always used to be closed for drinking holidays?
Yeah.
This company's closed for drinking holidays.
There you go.
Moving on. Anyway. No, in all seriousness, yeah, we're going to have Jake. Jake's a good guy. I really enjoyed hanging out with him that night. So. Once ate a live puppy. Wow. Did it take? I mean, did you eat it raw or did you cook it?
Just well, here's the thing: a live puppy.
Yeah, you can't cook a live puppy.
Oh, you could. Everything's
then it
alive.
Would be a dead puppy.
You know what? Everything's alive until you cook it.
Yeah, I know. But
Beanbag says
be
he's not drunk
puppy.
Tonight, and that's unusual.
Whoa! Everything right there, Beanbags. I hope so. Yeah. So anyway, on to the sorry, we got sidetracked because
Mark Jones is like, talk about the black wrestlers.
I know it got a little smelly in here because there's a big old pussy that showed up.
Oh, wow,
wow,
damn!
And Kyle, I believe you're starting to see why Jason got sucker punched. Correct?
A little bit.
No, this is nothing. I'm just pissed because of the sucker punch now. That's all.
The next time he's going to kick you in the dick.
Jason did that to him, actually, at the show.
I did.
Oh.
Payback's a bitch.
I dropped curb an elbow and kicked him in the ball sack.
Curb stomp your fucking testes.
No, I actually punt kicked
Jason,
him.
I mean, I want you to realize, though, at the next show, I mean, I'd be a little bit more nervous, man. Because it was just him messing with you there. The next show, they're all going to be there, man. And, like...
The Legion. We'll be there.
Okay, I know how we said we were going to stop talking WPW because we had to actually talk about this.
Yeah.
Okay. For one, that was an unsanctioned WPW event.
Okay.
For two, the next one will be a sanctioned event. Scotty Mack will make sure nothing happens to me, for one. For two, there was a line drawn in the sand. I chose the correct side, which was WPW. You two assholes are going to the side of the Legion. I don't care. You may have forgotten I may have made a few friends at the last event, like the family and Frost. I'm not worried.
Well, actually, you know what? The family's pretty cool, too. I do like those guys.
It was take home a night day.
Take home a night, yeah. I took them in the ribs. That kind of hurt. But we have to move on.
We do. So, anyway, fuck. Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Match. Wasn't a sucker punch. He was in the ring with a wrestler. He took his hat off like he was some badass and got put on his ass. And no, he actually kicked me in the taint. You fuck. Who does that?
Apparently, Jason does.
Well... If you want the whole seriousness there.
Jason, we're part of Move On to You Not.
I'm just saying, I don't want to break kayfabe. I don't want to.
Well, then don't. Just move on. Just let it go at this point.
Okay.
And don't even talk about it.
Okay. Anyway. So, New Day starts off with, who else was in the ring when they started off?
It was going to be New Day, and I think it was Darren Young, but I think Kofi immediately tags himself in, and then they go to pin each other so they win the titles. But apparently the other teams didn't let that happen.
You know what we call that, Adrian?
Genius?
Mexican strategy.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
it was gorgeous.
It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen, and I'm like, oh, thanks. Oh, damn it. I marked out a little bit for that one just because it was funny.
Absolutely.
I did, however, like them singing before the match, though. That was great.
Yes.
Dude, Big E's dance was...
disturbing
thing of,
and...
A thing of legends.
Beautiful at the same time?
Yeah, that kind of dance, I am doing that Ric Flair face
mildly
that we
erotic.
Saw earlier in the week.
What was Woods yelling about? I don't have any clue what he was saying about hamburgers.
I didn't hear him either.
No.
Oh, it was something about Big E eating all the hamburgers or some shit.
Okay.
I don't know the specifics, but I caught like the ass end of that comment.
What the hell is up with New Day? I mean, they went from like nowhere to hello. You know?
Yeah, they've really completely have embraced this gimmick.
Yeah.
And they're making it work. And it's they're maybe the best heels of 2015.
In reality, at the end of that match, the crowd was cheering for him.
His dance was almost as good as Pearl's was at the test show.
Almost, yeah.
It was. Hey, Pearl fucking won that dance off.
Kinda, yeah.
Looks familiar. I can't quite put my thumb on it, though.
Yeah.
Moving on. Oh, God damn it, they always bring us back.
All right. But
Douchebag hates most people, but he really likes that Pearl guy. It's a great person.
Yeah, you know, Pearl was like her cat of nine tails kendo stick, too. That was with the Pearl necklaces on it.
Anyway, so good. Fuck, man, this match was phenomenal. It was first team to get a fall.
Yes.
Which is your everyday, or almost not everyday, but your traditional fatal four-way rules. Except this time with the tag team. So, there was so much that was going on in this match at one point in time. It's really hard to even fucking... There were splashes. Big E went outside on Darren Young.
Dude, that spear through the ropes that Big E did, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that looked dangerous. I would not want to...
No. No, no, no. It didn't look good, but he got up. He was fine. He danced.
Yeah, absolutely. But the finish of the match comes, I believe, when...
Kofi got the sneaky fucking tag.
Yeah, Kofi.
That tag was... I caught it, though. I'm like, oh, Kofi just tagged himself in.
So did I. Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
I looked away, and I didn't see a replay. What the fuck happened to El Dorito?
He dove off the ropes at Xavier Woods, and Xavier Woods caught him and then, like, powerbombed him on the outside.
Oh!
Face down.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a reverse powerbomb.
Yeah, that's what he did to him. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, face down.
And Xavier Woods laughed at him because El Torito sucks.
You know, yes. I would normally say I kind of feel bad for El Torito, but I don't.
I know you don't.
I fucking hate the goddamn Matadors.
But your winner at Mark Jones Champions.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Our
champions. New Day rocks. New Day rocks.
Sucks.
New
Day rocks. He's down. So we can just chant New Day rocks all day and he can't do anything about it.
I love the New Day song.
I want to download that for my phone now.
Oh god.
I think I'm gonna do that.
I'm actually gonna put the New Day as my new alarm when I wake up.
Good.
That's not a bad idea.
New Day rocks. Jake wants to know what was up with all the outside slams on the pay-per-view tonight.
There was a ton of those.
There was. I guess. You know, here I'll tell you what happened.
What happened was
the locker room was in back, and they were all watching the NXT special last night, NXT TakeOver.
Mm-hmm.
And they all looked at each other after the show. They're like, "Fuck, we have to follow this."
Yeah,
pretty much.
NXT forced them to step up their game tonight.
I was super impressed with... I know it's a little bit off topic at this point, but I was super impressed with UHA Nation or Apollo Creed. Apollo Crews? That's it, sorry.
Apollo Crews, yeah. I don't know who the fuck that is.
It is an independent wrestler from... I think he's from out west. He was named UHA Nation. It was one of the bigger free agent signings they've had this year.
I know that whenever they introduced him, the crowd popped for it.
It wasn't quite as big of a signing as it was when they did Hideo Itami and Kevin Steen and
yeah. I mean, it's the biggest thing
they've
had this year.
Ben Balor and Samoa Joe. Those are all. I mean, it was a big thing, but it wasn't, like, I don't think...
I'm sorry, I forgot they signed Samoa Joe this year, so...
I don't know that it was that big, as big of an impact, but it didn't make as big a news as the rest of them did. What are you doing?
I'm looking for the New Day song.
I got it.
Oh, no, to put on my phone.
I'll send it to you.
Send it to me, too.
No, I hate you. So, anyway.
Aww.
Moving on. Match number three. The match that I really didn't care about.
Oh, God.
This could have opened up the show, and I would have been, you know?
True.
I remember what,
Match number three was?
Yeah.
Rusev and Ziggler?
Oh, yeah. This match kind of got thrown on the pay-per-view kind of like last minute, and eh. It wasn't a bad match. It was just kind of...
I mean, it was working up to be a good match, but because it was so short...
It was an okay match. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. It was just, eh. Rusev could have done better. Ziggler could have done better. The point was not to finish the feud here.
Correct.
It was to build towards Intergender tag match next month we're going to have.
Most likely, yeah.
So, good event, poor match placement. Okay.
Yeah, that's. I would say that the matches seem to be misplaced on the card, I think.
They always are.
Lana did look like an 80s hooker.
Yeah. Which looked great.
Lana, I got Heath will definitely understand where I'm coming from with this, and Kyle might.
Okay.
Heath remind me of the love interest, the girl from Howard the Duck.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm trying to rack my brain.
Yeah, just basically, it's also the same gal that plays Elaine McFly.
I think so, yeah.
I can't think of her name right now. Shit. But, yeah.
But you know exactly.
Yeah, Leah Thompson. Thank you, Beanbags. Yeah, kind of remind me of that.
Okay. So, anyway, this match, they both get counted out. And then at the end, the girls jump on each other.
Fight brawl in the ring.
It was hot.
Absolutely.
I swear we need an oil match between them two.
Yes.
If it were the old days,
yeah,
we'd have a bra and panties match between them.
Absolutely, we would. Yes.
let us have a moment of silence for TV 14.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
All right.
Next match.
By the way, we got a double count on that match.
I already said that. Yeah. Next match was the match I really didn't care about either.
Next match was the...
Arrow and Neville?
Yeah, Arrow and Neville versus...
See, I liked that. I was actually looking forward to that match.
As was I. Jason doesn't watch the TV show, so doesn't give two shits.
I usually don't care when a celebrity's wrestling. It's not that good.
I wouldn't have cared if he didn't have some sort of athletic like prowess to him. And when Cody Rhodes shoved at him and he cleared the fucking ring like he did, I figured he would at least put up a decent match.
Usually when guys aren't trained to be wrestlers and they're like celebrities or athletes or, I don't know, journalists, they really shouldn't be wrestling.
Yeah, I agree with Jake on this.
This
props to him for taking bumps.
It was an exception for this one, though.
It was. I mean, like... You know, when the guy's in the ring interviewing someone and a wrestler sucker punches him. Guy, I mean, he's not a wrestler, so, I mean, big kudos to you. When LT beat Bam Bam, that shouldn't have happened. When fucking David Arquette won the WCW title, that shouldn't have happened.
That's at a whole different level, and you know that.
I'm saying, going by celebrities in matches, traditionally, it's not very good. That's where I'm going.
This match was the exception.
It was the exception. I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying traditionally, with what we've had to go on for the last 20 fucking years, it usually isn't good.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
But it actually turned out to be pretty decent.
I just take my damn dog out during this match, so why don't you guys take it away?
Summer looks like a strange exotic bird.
She kind of does.
A doable bird.
I think the enziguri that he hit was pretty nice, though. I will say that for sure.
Arquette was a star at the time. He was fucking married to Courtney Cox. And the Scream movies were out. He was a fucking star at the time, Richard. Yeah. Don't start that shit with me.
He was a star.
He knows the Scream movies, okay?
Never mind. I'll let that go.
No, go ahead. What?
Like the Cowboys in the mid-90s. They were fading, but they were still there.
I have a feeling you're going to be turned down the rest of the night.
Fuck you. Moving on.
How the Cowboys okay. done since Jerry Jones or Jimmy Johnson?
Moving on. Still back to this match. Continue, Bellis. I saw literally like the last like 2 minutes of the match, so I didn't really see shit.
There was a lot.
I saw Armelo like jump on the guys outside.
Yeah, he did a top rope plancha. He did a nice enziguri. Took some nice bumps.
Yeah.
So he actually. Go ahead.
He took some fucking gnarly bumps for being an actor.
So he actually kind of looked like a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he looks like he was, you know, still on the amateur side, of course, but still, he looked like a wrestler.
He put up a better match than Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I don't think he was nearly as racist in his match either.
Probably not.
So
anyway. It's not Kyle Robinson, so.
Exactly. You're winners.
He's just got a point.
Man that gravity forgot, Neville, and Stephen Amell, also known as Green Arrow.
Okay, it's enough of that shit.
What? There it was. Was that it?
Next up was a quickie. Kind of like what Kyle's mom comes to me for. Or Kyle's wife, sorry.
Yeah, both.
Okay, why not? Hogan's, oh, yeah. Let's rephrase what we're saying.
Yeah, Hogan's,
Hogan's
only
a racist after he bangs his friend's wife.
Right.
So, anyway.
Really, Kyle?
Thanks.
Really?
Yes. Right?
We got the better quality going through.
Yeah. Have you picked your song of the week, by the way?
No, I haven't.
Okay, just checking. Think about that. Continue to think about that. Moving on. The Intercontinental match we were supposed to have, what, last month?
Yes. The Ryback versus Big Show versus The Miz.
Thankfully, Ryback didn't have a staph infection this time.
Right.
Exactly.
This match, not bad.
Who was looking forward to this one?
It wasn't as bad as, or it wasn't, or it was better than I expected it to be, but it wasn't great.
It was probably the third lowest match on the card for me as far as what I was looking forward to.
Yeah.
I guess I was looking forward to the Orton-Sheamus match less and looking forward to the Ziggler-Rusev match less.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But that's I think I wanted to see everything else on this show more than that. So,
but I wanted to see the match. Because really it's been building for the last, what, 6 weeks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Something like that. So, I'll take it.
It had a couple of decent spots in there where The Miz was going back and forth between them.
That was entertaining. I mean, that's when The Miz does shit like that, it's always good.
Mm.
And Kevin, where did you hear that? Because
yeah,
we would like
on.
To know.
Yeah. Hold on. We're looking into some breaking news.
We may
news
have
here.
Some breaking news here.
What?
Via Kevin. We're trying to see if we can find out some more information. He's heard that the Undertaker collapsed again backstage. And there's video.
Or is this video?
That's what we're looking for.
So we're checking right now. Hold on. Give us a second.
I don't see anything about it on the
No DQ.
Here, hold on. I'll check a website. See if it's up there.
Okay, so we're checking here. Hold on.
I don't buy that just because he looks in phenomenal shape.
He didn't look like dead like he did after, and no pun intended there. He didn't look like he was half dead after this match. So I don't know.
I haven't seen
there's nothing on WrestleZone, nothing on Lords of Pain.
Wait, hold on. Is this there's a photo? Oops.
Ow.
All right, let's look here. He's probably exhausted.
I mean, yeah, that's his
wife. And that the link, it's been taken down.
Yeah, whatever it was.
So we apologize, folks. Kevin's reporting is shoddy, just like his Twitter challenges.
Yeah.
Ayo. Anyway, back to the triple threat match for the IC title.
Anyway, like I said, good. You know,
I don't have a whole lot to say about this match. It was about what we expected to be. It was a little bit of back and forth, solid action, but Ryback retains.
Yeah, it didn't steal the show, but it was.
It was acceptable for what it was.
Feed me more.
No, right, Kyle, you've had enough.
Shut up.
All right, Shield against the Wyatts.
I enjoyed this match.
I liked it a lot.
God, this is great.
Beanbag said Shield did a somersault. Did he?
I missed the somersault.
He did do some sort of jump off the second rope. I don't know that it was a somersault, but...
Somersault might be a bit of strong of a word, but he did do some sort of... Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
Yeah, I must have missed that.
I don't know how the fuck you would miss that, but okay.
So I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention to this match?
Okay, gotcha.
Jason also has a not quite two-year-old son that runs around, so...
Yeah. Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
and there was a lot going on with him during this match, so...
Yeah. He was, like, having a fucking meltdown, and it was... Ugh.
Nice.
It was bedtime.
But anyway.
We digress.
The Shield... Light Diet Shield.
Yeah, Diet Shield.
Versus Diet Whites.
1/3 less calories.
Yeah.
Apparently Kevin tagged you in the post.
Okay.
Tag me, dickhead.
Fucking tag me while you're at it.
Why, you don't do anything on the network?
Yeah.
You
barely, host a show.
Anyway.
That's not my fault.
And by the way, if you haven't downloaded the Periscope app, do it now.
I already did.
Good. Roman Reigns, Ambrose against the Wyatts. This match was everything I was expecting it to be, with the exception of I expected it to be a little bit more violent. And there was actually a winner, which...
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, that's actually, yeah.
Fucking tag me in it.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, he definitely falls over, but he might have just stumbled, so you don't know. He immediately got back up. I mean, so it might have just been him stumbling.
Isn't that what we already said?
I don't know.
But I thought that's what it was already talked about.
And
I think we're all watching the video now.
Well, except me.
It's hard to fucking see the video.
Kyle won't let me tag you, so suck a dick.
Kevin did.
Anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't read into this at all.
Yeah, until I see something more official. I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a video.
You can post it to the PW Pop there, Kevin. That way everyone can see it, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's almost 60 years old. And he literally was in probably the most physical match he's been in what, the last fucking 5 years?
Since he fought him the last time?
Since he fought Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
Well, I don't know that I would call it, because, I mean, that match, he just basically, he got his ass whooped.
Yeah, but he took a concussion early in that match, so I would say this match was probably a little less physical.
Anyway, moving not quite back that way yet. Goddamn. What did you think of this match, Adrian? Because you had high hopes for this, too.
I enjoyed this match. I thought it was... I wouldn't say it was match of the night for me, but it was really good.
It was. I liked it a lot.
All right.
It was a pretty decisive finish.
Yeah, I almost didn't trust him.
Yeah,
It had a look. It had a feel of when Ambrose tagged in Reigns at the end.
Yeah.
It almost looked like...
The lights were going to go out or something?
No, it almost looked like someone was going to turn on someone there.
Yeah, I kind of thought you got that right read for a second, too, but no, not the case.
No, your winner.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
Diet Shield.
Yeah.
I was so hoping for the lights to win on this one. Yeah. Simply because I like the Wyatts.
It's not really over yet, though.
Apparently, Roman Reigns took a nap during this match.
Yeah.
Yes. Roman
that
sleeping.
That was fucking funny. That was one of the best chants I've ever heard a crowd start.
Yeah. Apparently, that I don't know. Whatever. I couldn't tell what the hell they were chanting.
Yeah.
That time, you could make it out plain as day.
I also like the tweet from that Mark Jones retweeted that was, New York crowd's booing the Superman punch. Must be some Marvel fans.
Yes. That is good, too.
Oh, good. Jake's back with us.
All right. So, next match was...
The winner.
The match.
Take all.
The title match. Title versus title.
Midway through the fucking Divas match was after this.
Divas right. match? There's three matches after this.
Yeah,
match.
Why the hell would you put the world title match midway on the card?
I mean,
it didn't make any sense.
They did that at WrestleMania 8. They did it at SummerSlam 90.
They did it for most of CM Punk's title reign.
Sir.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I get a point.
Anyway. So we had the United States champion John Cena against world heavyweight champion Seth Rollins for winner take all.
I thought this was actually my favorite match tonight.
It was a damn good match.
I think it was Jake earlier asked if Sheamus would have cashed in the middle of the match and he would have won, would he have won both titles? We talked about that. I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
He would have had to have pinned Rollins, though.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been on pins. Well, no, because by the rules, when Rollins cashed in, it was then a triple threat match.
But
It could have been a triple threat match, but if Sheamus would have pinned him, if he would have gotten the pinfall, he only would have won the world title because it was only for the world title.
Well, see, the Money in the Bank briefcase is only for a title shot. They've never really specified that it was a world title shot. They always just say that. If I'm not mistaken, when they first introduced it, it was just a championship match. Like, they never specified what title.
For the first year. And then afterwards, they changed it.
Oh, see, I've never noticed that. But, I mean, I would think that he would have had to have pinned Rollins, though. Either way.
But, I mean, Rollins didn't pin Brock Lesnar.
But there was also only one title on the line.
Doesn't matter. It's a triple threat match.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's a really sticky situation.
It didn't come up, so it's kind of a moot point.
You got a point there.
Well, yeah, but...
I would like to just say how fantastic this match was, and I thought Rollins, excellent job.
Great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he really brought out a ton of moves.
Would like to see Cena doing a bit better with the selling job, because some of the no-sells he was doing was a little ridiculous.
Like what?
Whenever Rollins hit the big splash and then Cena immediately kicks out from the two and hoists him up to give him the FU.
Oh, yeah.
That in particular was like, I'm like, really? Come on now.
I'm still trying to figure out if Rollins and the New Day coordinated
outfits. Did you notice that too?
I did.
I didn't think about it till just now.
I did.
But, yeah, when he came out in the white and gold, I'm like, huh, I wonder if him and New Day shopped at the same store.
Well, it was like Ambrose and Luke Harper shopped at the same store.
Apparently, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and also speaking of not selling it very well, yeah, the chair shot from Stewart to Cena.
So it's a great back and forth match. There were a couple of times where I'm like, oh, yep, here we go, Cena just won. And nope, and then I'm like, oh, well, fuck, here goes Rollins, he's winning. Nope, fuck. You know, and then the referee, as usual, gets knocked out. Who didn't see this one happening?
I didn't.
When the referee went down, I actually thought Sheamus was going to come running out with his own referee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't expect a clean finish in this match. Well, not clean, so to speak, but a decisive end.
Yeah. So, referee gets knocked out, and out comes fucking Jon Stewart. And I'm like, oh, that's right. I forgot him and Rollins had to run in on the Daily Show. Sweet.
The only reason
I wanted Cena to win this match is because I had Cena on my team. I picked him up for tonight only. Well, for this week, because I thought he was going to win the fucking belt. So that's the only reason I went. Now, the real fan of me wanted Rollins to win, but I had to root against Heath. So Anyway.
Of course.
Stewart comes out, so I'm like, fucking right, yes. He's going to hit him. And then I think he botched it. He was going for, like, the chair shot too soon.
Yeah.
And then he stopped, and he's like, oh, wait, hold on. And then he went to fake it on. Yeah, so. But he hit him. I'm like, holy shit, John Stewart hit John Cena with the belt. Or with the chair.
Yep, and then set him up for Rollins to give him the pedigree on the chair, and that was the match.
Your winner.
Yes.
And
new United States champion.
And still world champion.
And still world champion.
Seth Rollins.
What the fuck? What color is your hair? Goddamn. What the fuck?
Sorry.
You know, we can use that again for
yes.
our whole song.
We could. If I can find the quick. Is Kevin still with us?
I think so. Kevin, if you can post a link to the...
The Brock Lesnar one.
Wait, what?
Oh, there's a Brock Lesnar version of that now, too.
Okay.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, no shit. It's hilarious.
I gotta hear that one.
That's the plan.
Well, no fucking joke.
Half blonde. Half brunette. What color? Anyway.
Kevin's on it.
Thank God. For those keeping score, that's 2 pins on Cena this year. That's correct.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Actually, no. It's technically 2 pins and a win by submission.
Who won by submission?
Rusev.
Oh, that's right. Rusev made him black out.
Yeah,
but he
right.
didn't technically tap, so.
He passed out in the counts as a win by submission.
Oh, I know, but he hasn't tapped out since, what, 2002?
Something
like that, yeah.
2000, I think, 4, yeah.
Super Cena.
So anyway, next up, your women's match.
Team PCB versus Team Bella versus Team Bad.
Who gives a fuck?
Call them what they are. The submission sorority.
Some guys would, because, I mean, let's face it. We're looking at, you know, divas.
Oh, no. You misunderstand me.
He just doesn't like Team Bad.
No, I fucking hate Team Bad. I can't stand fucking Naomi. I can't stand Tamina. Yeah. And I don't care less about Sasha.
I like Sasha. I don't care for the other two all that much.
Yeah, I don't either.
As someone was talking earlier, I think it was Dan when I was listening to Stream from the Hip earlier this afternoon. I kind of like how, hey, here's someone for you. You guys just be friends now. And somehow that worked. Whenever they introduced Sasha Banks to the main roster for Team Bad, to be on Team Bad, hey, I got someone that thinks like you. You guys should just be friends now.
Oh.
And then, you know, everyone was just like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody actually questioned it.
B-Mag said, and I quote, like I said, Pin, can you not read, you illiterate fuck? That's directed towards you.
Who?
Well, I understand what he said. It was like, but I would just point out that he had also had a loss by submission, too. I was also just adding to it.
Okay. I was just pointing
anyway.
You like to point out when Dickhead gives me shit, so I'm pointing out when... Someone gives you shit.
Well, I was responding to him, though, saying I understood what he meant, and he's right. That I do understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying, when Dickhead rips on me for something.
Can I just address the... I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to B-Max.
Okay.
That's all in right. the chat.
All right.
Do you have something you'd like to say to me, Jason?
I heart you.
That's a good way to go.
Why? What are you going to do?
Nothing. Call up my friends in the Legion, though, maybe.
You know, I love how I said Dickhead. And it could have been any of the... 12 guys in the chat room, and someone's got a complex on him.
Yeah, he has a message for you, Jason. Do you need me to read that one for you?
Oh, you can.
He says, fuck you, fat man.
Whatever.
I don't know if he's calling to you or Kyle, though.
Probably Kyle.
I feel like this guy would be on my side. I like him.
God damn.
Is he?
Moving on.
I may have to go with you just to make friends with this guy.
Why not? Everyone else fucking sucks his cock.
You would fit right in with the Legion, Kyle.
I hear he likes to catch, too, so.
Oh, whoa.
So we've got the, and they explain that the teams will be eliminated with just one pin. So it's not a elimination like we were thinking, not a Survivor Series match, but.
I kind of figured it wasn't going to be that, but.
Yeah.
Well, they did explain the rules on Monday.
Do we have you looked up the match length on this?
Oh, for this you know one? What? I'm doing that right now. Sorry.
I think it was a good 15 minutes or longer.
Oh, Beanbags wants to know how that hover round's working for you, Kyle.
Very well, thank you.
Because he can go in his hover round.
At least I've never been sucker punched.
Just wait till you come see me, then you can't say that anymore.
I'll punch you so hard in the dick.
I'm going to grab a hold of it and jerk you off. Wait, what?
Yeah. I was going to say, who punch you so hard in the dick? Not really. I'm just going to be down there sucking on it.
I'm going to punch you so hard in the dick with my teeth.
What teeth?
Oh, Kyle didn't have teeth. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Oh, God.
Bitch.
Whatever.
It was 15 minutes and 18 seconds.
That is the longest Divas match in history, I think.
Nope.
No?
It is second longest.
How long was the match at the last pay-per-view?
Oh, the last match was like 12 minutes.
What was the longest?
Hang on.
Was it a Survivor Series match?
No, it wasn't. But actually, that match, the Survivor Series match would be, but talking about where it's either just a tag team match or, you know, something similar. Hang on, I gotta go to the...
Did you...
I found it. I know exactly what show it is.
Oh, you bookmarked this for future reference?
Yeah.
I know you messaged it to me a long time.
It was Royal Rumble 1989.
It was Wendy Richter, wasn't it?
Rock and Robin defeated Judy Martin in 16 minutes and 24
seconds.
There
you go.
Seconds.
So this is the second.
You had to go that far back?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the second longest non-Survivor Series-style women's Divas match in WWE history.
Yes.
That's not counting NXT.
Not counting NXT.
No, no. This is main roster. And this is also... So the match last month was 12 minutes.
It was 11 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay.
Which beat out the match at SummerSlam between Stephanie McMahon and Brie Bella by like 15 seconds.
There's only been one match that's gone longer than this. Jesus Christ. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining about it. This match was phenomenal. Team Bad got eliminated.
Now, this
early
only takes into account pay-per-view matches. I'm pretty sure the match that Trish Stratus and Lita had on Raw was longer.
Okay. And right as you said that.
Yep, Rich Bird Dog.
The Bird Dog. See, I could have been calling him Dickhead. I call him Dickhead a lot.
Yeah.
And he's got to think I'm talking. Anyway. Yeah, I was going to say, I think that match might have been a little bit longer. That was the only women's match I ever know of that... went longer.
And we got a link from Kevin.
What the hell is that? Oh, he's got it for me.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So anyway.
I got to figure out how to get that out.
So yeah, thankfully Team Bad got eliminated first out of all that. Good match after that, in my opinion.
Actually, Jason, you ready for this?
What?
Even that match? With entrances.
What match?
The Trish Stratus vs. Lita from Raw? 9 minutes, 41 seconds.
No.
Whoa.
Yup.
Wow. So this match was longer than that?
Yes.
Jesus.
Wow.
That's crazy.
They're finally getting the Divas to have a presence.
Whoops. God damn it, I didn't full screen it. I'm trying to pause it. That was that's a preview for those of you tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, this is hilarious.
All right. But, Heath, what happened after Team Bad got eliminated? Because Jason's not talking. He's just jacking around.
Well, anyway, I mean, it was a good match, in my opinion, thereafter. I mean... Because he got some really good wrestlers then at that point that's in the ring and outside the ring, no less. But what's really great about it is once it gets down to Charlotte and Alicia Fox in the ring, she applies the figure four and then, of course, turns it into the figure eight.
Such a beautiful figure eight.
Yes, it is.
What's this link I'm clicking on here? Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. You can either live long enough to become a hero or die. Or
you can die a hero or live long enough to become the villain.
And then, of course, it winds up eventually Brie tags in as Becky comes in. They go at it, trading lots of blows. Becky snapmares Brie into the corner but runs into boots. Brie misses the missile drop kick, and Becky hits a pump handle slam for the win.
Your winners.
Team PCD.
That's good enough. Moving on. Good match. I mean, I'm finally glad. And there was once upon a time, And by once upon a time, I mean like 3 or 4 months ago. Oh, a Divas match on the pay-per-view? Time to go poop.
Yeah. Wasn't exactly that kind of match this time around.
Now, since the Divas Revolution has started, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
I just want to know. I mean, what do you got? I mean, is this Triple H finally in Vince McMahon's ear?
I think so.
Partially, yeah.
I can't. I mean, it's been a long time coming. We haven't had good Divas stuff since. Fuck.
But
Lita and Trish really was the last, like, I don't want to go to the bathroom because I don't want to miss this match time. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then again, you look at matches like they had at NXT TakeOver, and you can't deny that these women that are coming up through that system can fucking go.
No, I'm not saying that they aren't good. I'm just trying to figure out exactly, you know, with Triple H being in charge of NXT, they're going to have women that can wrestle. They're going to continuously have women that are coming up through the ranks.
Mm.
The first elimination in that match with the Team Bad happened at 6 minutes and 17 seconds in. So the first elimination in that match was about 6 minutes in.
So, yeah.
And then it went another 9 minutes with the other two teams.
Which is great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the match. That's totally not what I'm saying here.
Okay.
Yep.
But, all right. So, next match?
Next
Kevin
match.
Owens versus Cesaro.
That is right.
I was hoping for more out of this match, I'll be honest.
It was not as physical and in-your-face as I expected it to be.
It was definitely, I thought, physical, and I thought these guys both did an excellent job in this match. I guess I had too high of hopes for this match.
It was a great match.
Yeah.
But I get where you're coming from. I kind of was in the same boat.
Owens is awesome. Cesaro is awesome. This is going to be amazing. And, it was pretty good, but
it wasn't fantastic.
Right. Yeah. I think
We've seen better matches
on Raw.
On Raw, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, we did see better matches on Raw. The Cesaro Owens
Rusev
triple threat match was one of the best I've seen in a long fucking time.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't know, this match, I don't know, it just didn't live up to the hype, and I don't know if it was just because they didn't give it enough time or.
It did feel a little rushed to me personally.
Yeah.
I think you could have given them another 5-10 minutes and it would have ended up. I mean, the pay-per-view ended at 9:45.
I think 5 minutes would have been good. Another 5 minutes and it would have been fine.
I think we could have gotten that, you know.
The Divas match was the third longest match on that show, by the way.
Nice. Huh. How do I get rid of this little sidebar thing? I put up this little sidebar thing on. I don't know Windows 10 yet.
I don't know. It's super gay. It's Mark Jones made.
It is. It's Windows Edge or Microsoft Edge or whatever the fuck it's their new Internet Explorer is called. So
Mark Jones isn't even in the chat anymore. So
there we go. Of course he's not. Why would he? It doesn't help that. Oh, yeah. Jake's got a point. Doesn't help that Owens killed himself last night at the NXT.
Yeah, that's also true. What a match that was.
That was phenomenal.
I heard, because I did not get a chance to watch this one, I heard that it was just mind-blowingly good. I heard about the whole NXT show.
The show itself was fantastic. The women's match, I thought, was better than the main event. But the main event was good.
That had what? Bailey didn't
and
Bailey
Sasha
and
Banks.
Sasha close it out? That was the main event for NXT?
No, that was the co-main event.
That was a semi. That was the co.
Oh, what was the main event? Oh,
Baylor and Kevin Owens.
I got
ladder match.
A ladder match?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
And Owens took some nasty fucking spots.
There was a pop-up powerbomb, I believe it was. You know what I'm talking about here, Kyle?
Trying to think. I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't
the
remember.
The pop-up powerbomb that he hit?
God damn it. Which part?
I'll see if I can find the link.
We're only at 426 hearts, guys. Keep hitting that button, please.
The fucking Kevin Owens falling backwards through the ladder was one.
Ow.
The coup de grace from the top of the ladder was another one.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
God, that looked fucking gnarly. The cannonball into the ladder. I mean, there was countless spots that I was really kind of shocked that he ended up.
They showed the highlight of him taking that cannonball or doing the cannonball on the ladder. That didn't look like it tickled.
No, I doubt it did. And I mean, that's the thing with him having a match like he did tonight. I'm kind of surprised that they that he took so many high spots in that ladder match.
So your winner.
Munchie win for Kevin Owens, I believe.
It was. But where's Cesaro's Munchie to win?
I think Cesaro's been a little bit elevated by this feud.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's I don't think there's a real loser off of this, out of this. I really don't. I like this feud, and it might be over now. I think it is. But the reason I like it is because it's almost like they're telling Owens and Cesaro, hey, go out there. Tear down the house.
Yeah.
Which both of these guys can do, so.
Mm-hmm.
On to the main event.
That is right.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, part two. Too big for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
This match was fucking great.
So I'm actually going to speed through this a little bit just because we're going so late on time here.
Okay.
So
Brock
Undertaker
Lesnar gets jumped.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar jumps the Undertaker as the match starts.
And when that happens, you're like, oh shit, they're not fucking around.
Nope. These guys brawl at it, hit each other with a lot of devastating moves, suplexes all over the place, old school F5s.
Suplex City, bitch.
Suplex City, chokeholds, all kinds of stuff. They're throwing everything at each other. Brock Lesnar has a Kimura locked in. It looks like his shoulders are down. The referee doesn't count. So the referee moves over and starts to count, and then apparently doesn't see the Undertaker tap. The bellkeeper, apparently, without the referee calling for the bell, assumes that he's supposed to still just ring the bell.
Which doesn't make any fucking sense.
I mean, I'm not sure if Jason Halbert was the timekeeper at this point in time, ringing the bell when you're not supposed to.
Now, mind you, we didn't even see that Taker was even tapping at that time. Because all we were seeing was the view of, you know, kind of behind the referee. What? And trying
shoulders.
To look at, you know, Lesnar's shoulders. So whenever this happened, as far as, you know, the bell ringing, but the ref didn't ask for the bell, we were like, what the fuck happened? The
referee acted like he was pissed. Like, he was like,
yeah,
he's like,
he was.
You don't ring the bell until I tell you you ring the bell.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, he's the one that says, yes, this is the official word, ring the bell. So apparently the match continued on. Very briefly for, Hell's Gate.
This was the part of the match I wasn't a fan of.
Apparently while the referee's just sorting that out, Undertaker kicks Lesnar in the balls and puts him back in the Hell's Gate chokehold, and Lesnar taps out.
With his
actually, he doesn't tap out.
Oh, he just passes out.
He just passes out.
As he's flipping off the Undertaker.
Yeah, as he gave him the finger.
Now, I would like to say, Lesnar has the weakest fucking skull in pro wrestling.
Yes, he does, because, man, he was wearing the crimson tonight.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Wasn't the only one. There was three people I saw that got a little blood on.
Yes, that's true.
Orton.
Darren
Lesnar.
Young.
Okay.
And Darren Young.
Yeah, and usually.
Darren Young, if you go back and watch that match, you'll see around his mouth there's some blood.
Usually that's not where Darren Young bleeds from.
Oh.
You see how I did there?
His anus is looser than Kyle's.
Oh, more heats. Richard, it's actually the third match between them since Brock's debut.
And there's going to be a fourth one.
No.
No? Richard's wrong?
That is correct.
Good.
There will be a fourth one, too.
They have fought.
They fought a bunch on SmackDown, I thought.
Yeah, they fought a few times on SmackDown. They had the big Hell in a Cell match.
I remember the Hell in a Cell.
Maybe he's talking in regards to just pay-per-views only.
It might be their third pay-per-view match. But.
Yeah. I'd have to look into that as well.
I'd have to look into that.
Yeah. I think he's saying, pay-per-view. All right, guys. So what do you guys think?
Overall, solid show. Match order was a little wonky. So I'm only going to give this an 8.
I'll go with the 8 as well.
And it's 8 across the board between us three.
Kyle, what do you think? 8?
Yeah, I'd give it an 8.
Good. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot. Just the match order was really weird. Other than that, yeah. I didn't have anything really to argue about.
No, not at all.
So
I mean, even the Divas stepped it up this time. I mean, good God.
Yeah, but I mean, that's usually, if you think about WWE pay-per-views, for some reason, their match placement is always fuckered up.
Yeah. Well, I see Jake Haynes gives it a 7. Bean Bags gives it 3 bowls and a stuffed hippo. Wow. Kevin's saying that Bret Hart gave it a 4 out of 10.
Well, who knows what Bret Hart thinks? I mean, he's basically French-Canadian.
Let's be honest. Bret Hart, half of Bret Hart's brain doesn't work.
Oh, fuck you.
Richard gives it a 7.
And the
out
other
of 10
half had a stroke.
Hey-o.
Thanks for the pickup there, Bump. Thanks for the pickup.
Yes.
Anyway, all right. Let's move on.
All right, Heath. What's your what stinks?
All right. My what stinks is somewhat wrestling related. Not in regards to the actual wrestling. Mine is actually in regards to the WWE Supercard.
God damn it!
What the fuck?
Well, basically, season 2 dropped. They changed a whole shit ton of stuff. And basically made our season 1 cards useless.
Yeah. So, for those of us that have been playing the game since its debut last summer, all of our stuff is pretty well useless.
Now, mind you, you can actually go through all your cards, as long as they were legendary and up, you can actually kind of change them over to rare, super rare, and ultra rare cards. All right? Well, I have one problem with this.
What's that, Heath?
I have a legendary Hulk Hogan card from season 1.
Oh, okay. So?
And it's an 80s version, you know, picture of him. I thought, man, this is, you know, this is a cool picture of him still.
Okay.
I'd love to try to keep this going. So it's like, all right, I'll use him to make him a, you know, rare card. I got to make him in the fusion chamber. He doesn't show up. WWE is really burying Hulk Hogan.
They're doing the Chris Benoit thing, huh?
What did they give you then?
Well, that's the thing. I can't even choose him to make him as a card.
It doesn't give him the option at all.
Yeah. The only thing this card is good for now is points to make a random card.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Mine was just going to be how any money that any of us have ever spent on that game in the last year is pretty much shot to hell.
Why would you have spent money on the game?
It's actually a cool fucking game.
Kevin has asked us to stop making fun of Bret Hart's straw hair and listening shoes.
Why would you spend money? Just because. You know, a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there for, like, boosts and stuff during their special events on the weekend.
Yeah.
I may have to download that game again.
It's fun still, don't get me wrong, but...
Oh, yeah.
Just pisses me off.
Anyway, that's my what stinks.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on his with mine. So, Adrian.
My what stinks is fucking Kevin Critterton. Kevin, you failed hard tonight with the Twitter post.
Yeah.
I thought it was hysterical.
You would think it's hysterical, you heartless bastard.
Yeah, I am. And your point being what exactly?
Kevin, don't make fun of little kids again.
Well, at least don't use their picture to make your tweet funny.
Your tweet can be funny without their picture.
Yes, exactly. Find a different picture, damn it.
Let's see. Beanbags. The show was 3 hours and 47 minutes. Why promote lies? Jake, it stinks. Well, WWE pay-per-view is being just like regular show instead of pay-per-view like it used to be.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is getting to the point where some of the Raw shows are getting to be pay-per-view-like.
Somewhat. I don't know. I think
somewhat, yeah.
But I think that their pay-per-views overall have improved in quality since we've been watching them on the network, though, overall.
It had 10,000. What? You fucking tweeted that? And it had 10,000 views before you pulled it?
Good God.
Fuck, I wish we were able to log into our Twitter and fucking put this on Periscope this.
How short of a time was it on there, though?
Wasn't on that long.
To get 10,000 views, dang.
All right, we're moving on. By the way, now is the time to download Periscope. And
yes.
Make sure you get logged in, because
it is happening, folks. Today was the final day for the bet. And the results are in.
Actually, hang on, Jason. What? Let's make this official on the 10 points thing.
Okay.
SummerSlam pick.
Okay.
All right. So Divas match. We all picked Team PCB.
Okay.
So we all got a point.
All right.
So second match we did was Owens versus Cesaro. I was on Owens Island.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody else wants Cesaro. So I'm at 2 points. Everybody else is at one.
Okay.
Next match, Arrow and Neville. Everybody picked them.
Yep.
So I'm at three. Everybody else at two. Tag title match. Heath picked the primetime players. Everybody else picked the New Day.
Yeah.
So Heath is at 2 points. You and Mark were at 3 points, and I'm at 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
No. We've got we've already got a bunch of people.
Next is Family Feud, the Family Feud match, though, Wyatt's versus The Shield. Mark Jones and Jason picked The Shield. I picked No Contest, and Heath picked the Wyatts. So Heath still at 2 points.
Yeah.
Me and Jason tied at 4 points now. We all picked Ryback, so 6 points for me and Jason and Mark. We all picked Taker, so 7 points.
Hold that. Okay. And face it towards Heath while I get the camera going.
And the last match, we picked Cena, but Heath picked Rollins. So Heath ends the night with 4 points, but everybody else has 7 points. So me and Jason got the bonus 10 points.
Yeah.
All right. So Heath is going to be eating the jelly beans here.
Yes, that is correct. And although I got to say, I did give a very good run. I really did.
He did pull it out in the end there, but
just didn't quite make it.
I was
my biggest problem was the fact of Sasha Banks. They decided that even though it wasn't technically a WWE main event, it still counted as a title loss.
We both got
of Sasha Banks.
Yeah. We tied.
Okay, and then also I still had was holding on to Titus O'Neil, and unfortunately they lost.
So the final score was Team Adrian with 211 points, Team Awesome at 207 points, and the Jizzmopper at 175, which was not bad considering that at one point in time the Jizzmopper was 70 points out of it.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. I was really far behind, and I stuck to my guns, and actually I gave it a run for you guys' money.
Hey, we got some Ryan Hercho.
Say what?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So Heath, you have the bag, correct?
Hand me the bag,
I got
please.
The bag. Hold on.
All right. Hand me the bag, please.
This app.
All right. In this bag, which I cannot see what beans are
it's
in.
It's a solid
there.
Black bag.
Yes, here.
Yep. As you can see, solid black bag.
Now, hold on.
I don't see shit.
Check that out.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. See.
It looks like a bag you'd store a cock ring in.
No.
No, it's a dice bag.
They're in there. I promise. Oh. I don't have a light to shine in there. Apparently, you can't turn on a flash.
Yeah.
Or anything for this. So, all right. Shooken up.
All right. Well, okay. I was going to say, you're going to have to let me have the bag
now,
so I can actually reach down in there.
Now,
we were only going to eat five, but Heath mouthed off and said, I'm so confident I'm not going to finish last meat. If I lose, I'll eat 10.
That is right.
Now, hold on. There. Now, if you're listening to this on Periscope or the video I'm going to upload, you're not going to be able to hear this, but this is for those of you listening in the chat.
That's right.
All right, Heath. We need to see what it is.
All right.
Let's
first
see what
one.
Color it is. Ooh.
Ooh,
that's
color is that?
That's the speckled thing.
All right. So
it's the one that could be, I believe,
Tutti Frutti
or Stinky Socks.
Okay.
All right.
So, Heath, the rule is 3 solid chews before you can spit it out.
Not
no,
a problem.
No, just so you know, don't eat it yet.
Yes, I have the trash can ready to go right next to me.
We're ready for vomiting.
Fat chance.
It's real close to me, so if he pukes, I'm puking too.
That'd be fucking funny. All
right.
Yes, Kevin, they're like the beans from Harry Potter.
Yeah, the Harry Potter beans.
Jake is saying socks, 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 socks.
All right. So here we go. First bean, guys.
Socks.
First bean.
It sucks.
Is that Stinky Socks?
It's a sticky sock.
You can spit it out.
That's all right. I'm chewing it.
Oh, God. Oh, he's eating it. He's really eating it. Holy shit.
Wow.
All
right. That's
Kevin,
right, man.
Kevin says swallow, bitch. All right. What's the next one?
All right. Number two.
Oh,
it is black.
That is either
black,
are you ready
licorice?
For this? It's either licorice or skunk spray.
Okay, hold on.
Oh my God.
Kevin says swallow like a good whore.
Oh, God.
Yes, I do have a water bottle nearby.
If he was gonna vomit, I was gonna let him clean his mouth out.
All right. All right. So skunk, here we go.
Skunk.
Bean number two.
Skunk.
Jake says, "Oh God, skunk spray." I don't think it's skunk spray.
I think it's licorice.
No, it is skunk spray, but it's weird. You would think it... I'm kind of shocked at this. It is actually not a strong flavor.
Huh. That sucks.
Yeah, they actually don't act like the skunk spray is one of the worst ones.
Oh, okay.
Huh. So, yeah. All right, cool. Skunk spray. Right. Not bad.
All right. Next.
All right. That was number two.
Number three.
If I can reach down there, come on.
It probably tastes better than licorice.
That's probably true.
Skunk spray is Kyle's cologne.
Now, mind you, I don't like black licorice, except
that
in Jelly Belly jelly bean form. So, all right. So this is number three?
This is number three.
Is that white or is that white and speckled?
This is either buttered popcorn.
Or rotten egg.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Rotten egg. Let it be rotten egg.
I'm two for the bad flavors.
Hold on. I believe on the Riz show, rotten egg has made most of them puke.
Yeah.
All right. So we ready?
Yeah.
Number three.
B-Megs, both sound terrible.
Is that rotten egg?
That's rotten eggs. Oh, that's rotten eggs.
Oh, my God.
That was gross.
Oh, you're still chewing it.
You gotta give him points for being a fucking trooper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He turned a little red on that
he
one, though.
Did. Oh, my God.
He changed color a little bit on that one.
Wow.
Oh, God.
So far, he's 3-3 on the gross.
This is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Oh.
Now, hold on. Do you want to give him the option here? If he pulls out one he's already had, to swap it out for one he hasn't?
Yeah, if he would like to, okay.
Richard says this is awesome.
Number four. Unless he pulls out a good one of it, then he has still cool.
This one could either be juicy pear.
Is it speckled or not speckled?
Trust me, I know my jelly beans. It's either
speckled.
Juicy pear.
Or booger.
Ooh.
Booger is one of the worst, according to Patrick on that.
Jake
show.
Says
really?
he should have to do a handful for his tenth pool. Richard says he can't eat the same one twice.
All right, so
you should yell.
This is number four.
Number four.
Come on, juicy pear. I love pear.
Beanbags says I should yell, man butter, as he's chewing, trying to make him puke.
I want to watch him puke because he's fucking hysterical.
This is booger.
four for four.
What is that one?
Booger.
How did they even come up with this flavor?
Which one was it that they were supposed to be?
Is it
kind of
salty?
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see if they ever do a semen flavored one.
No.
I could see that.
God,
that would
no.
be fucking funny.
That would be something that would only be available through like Spencer's.
Probably.
Didn't, which one? They were trying to come up with pepperoni pizza on one of them, and that's how they got one of these flavors?
Yeah, that's how they got the vomit flavor.
I hope he pulls vomit. Or has he already?
No,
I haven't.
That one.
Although, so far, I'm 4 for 4 as far as picking gross flavors.
You know, just think if he wouldn't have mouthed off, he'd have to be down to his last one.
I know.
All right. Number five. This
white?
Is a white.
That's
so
either
coconut or baby wipes.
Ooh.
Coconut or baby wipes.
Come on, baby wipes.
This would be one I wouldn't want to eat.
Number
I don't like,
five.
I don't even like coconut.
Number five.
I don't even like jelly beans, man.
Yeah, me either.
That's why I'm like, God, I hope I don't lose. 5 for 5?
That is interesting.
Baby wipes?
It's baby wipes. Because it kind of goes through the nose, it kind of reminds you of like smelling baby powder.
Okay.
I just...
Interesting.
I don't like... When we buy baby wipes, I make my wife buy the unscented ones because I can't stand the baby wipe smell.
That is... Wow.
That's five.
I am 5 for 5 for gross...
You are not doing good at all. No.
No, I'm not.
Don't you? No, I don't have a puke sound effect.
I'm not going to puke.
I was hoping you would.
Okay. So far, Heath, of the first five, what was the worst?
Rotten egg, you had to pound through.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely the rotten egg.
That.
Okay, now this one.
That could either be lime or lawn clippings.
I was going to say it looks like it's probably lime.
Lawn clippings.
All right.
Did you guys pick all the...
No.
This is like totally
I dumped
random.
It. I opened the box and dumped it straight into that bag.
Yes.
Plus, how do you find out if they're bad? They look exactly the same.
Yeah, there's
the
no
only
way to
way
tell,
to tell is actually by eating them.
Did you lick them, Adrian? Is that how we figured it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so number six.
He's thinking.
It either tastes like lime or grass. I mean, it's not...
Much
it could
like
be lime. I don't know.
You know, that's what I've heard them say on the show, too. They can't really tell sometimes.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. I think it was lime, then.
It was probably lime.
Probably.
All right, so we'll count that as being a good one.
They say
so.
So he has to eat 10 bad ones, right?
No.
All right, number 7. It's the same color. We're going to skip that. I'm going to see if I can try to get a different color here.
You know what, hand me the one you just dropped, though. I'll pop that one.
You'll eat that one?
You can do that one now?
Yeah, I'll do it.
He's going to do... Oh, ho, ho.
All right, let's... All right, hold
I'll
on.
I'll try it.
This is an exclusive.
Yes.
Because this one's not going to be on the website. Or this... Yeah. There it is.
Sweet. All right, Adrian.
Do you need the trash can?
Maybe.
Yeah, it should be that bad. He's thinking.
That's lime.
Oh, it's lime.
That is lime.
Okay. No lawn clippings?
No.
Okay. And good grief.
He pulled that one again.
Another color, same color on that one. I'm trying to get a different color, people.
Kevin says shove it up your butt. It's like a suppository.
Shall I attempt a black one again?
No.
Okay.
Jake says we should all do one, like Russian roulette.
No.
I don't do jelly beans, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Is it speckled orange?
This is either going to be peach.
Or barf.
Or barf. Yes. This is one. Oh. Yeah, when they say it tastes like vomit, it tastes like vomit.
Mmm.
All right. Number 7.
Vomit. Vomit.
Number 7.
Vomit. 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 Oh, son
peach.
Of a bitch.
It's peach.
All right. Well, that one comes up again. You got to eat another one.
Yep.
All right. That was number 7. Love peach. Oh. Already had that one.
I'm
getting
done
down to the wire here.
I'm done with the Rocky music.
That's fine.
Already had that one.
Good grief.
There's, what, 10 different ones in there?
I want him to get a brown one.
Nope, that could have been either.
What two flavors hasn't he had yet? Brown and what?
Brown and the other one is, he actually hasn't had the blue one, which is either toothpaste or berry blue.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm just going to dump these into my hand really quick.
That's
and I'm going to find those two colors.
Okay.
And you still need to try to.
But you also need to find a speckled like yellow and white one, but it's going to be a little darker than the rotten egg one.
Okay. Well, this one is a blue one.
Okay.
All right. So this is either...
Toothpaste or berry blue.
All right.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
Oh, good.
It's kind of like brushing my teeth right now. So, I mean, it's not a bad flavor.
Okay. Out of the brown. Learning to make meth.
All right. Still trying to find the brown one.
Let me take a look at the...
You can do another one?
Let me take
what number was that anyway?
That was 8.
Number 8.
That was 7.
That was 8.
That was 7.
It was 8.
It was number 8.
God damn it.
All right. This one is a brown one.
That's either chocolate pudding or dog food.
Oh, my God.
I forgot you were
even
there.
You might want to take a drink of
water
before.
Yeah, I'm half awake.
Oh, dude, this is great. We got plus 16 elsewhere in the chat. We have 26 listeners right now.
It's crazy.
Yes, this is crazy. All because people want to see.
No, it's not. It's not poop. It's either what?
It's dog food.
Dog food.
Canned dog food or chocolate pudding.
Yes.
Everyone's so, hoping it's dog poop.
Here we go.
I really am too.
Dog food. Dog food. Dog food. It's dog food.
That's a dog food face. The eyes are shut. He's chewing. He's powering through. Can he make it? Can he taste?
God, this is shit.
Can you taste that meaty goodness in there? Like the chunky, like the gravy of the dog food.
Oh, damn it.
All
right. That was
there any other color? You said
there was two colors. There's one that's going to look a little bit like the rotten egg one, but it's going to be like more speckly.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about. Yes. Kind of like caramel corn.
Yeah, caramel corn or moldy cheese.
Oh.
Hold on. Another drink of water.
See, now I'd rather him take that one and the barf one and figure out which one he would rather have. Moldy cheese or barf?
I would probably choose.
So this is number 9. Correct? Okay. Number 9.
Yeah.
Here goes nothing.
Ooh. Jake says both at once. Oh, hey, that's moldy cheese.
Moldy cheese?
Good God. And mind you, I like blue cheese, but this is like sick.
All right. So just to be clear, I won, Jason.
Uh-huh.
I think I should pick what he does for the last one.
Okay.
I think he should eat another one of the peach or barf ones.
I think you should, too. Oh, yeah.
Get stuck in my teeth.
I hope God the barf gets stuck.
So, of canned dog food or the moldy cheese, which would you say was worse just now?
Look at all the hearts we got rolling in.
The moldy cheese, damn it.
Look at all the hearts we got rolling in.
God.
On Periscope. I think that moldy cheese both.
Ugh, moldy. Ugh. All right, what was the one that you told me I had to?
Eat one more of the speckled like peach or barf ones.
There was only one more left.
Okay.
As you can see.
Yep, that's it.
That is peach or vomit.
Okay.
And at this point, considering I did have peach before.
Oh, God, I hope they
put it one. Is a very good chance that this is actually vomit.
It could be either one, though.
Richard.
And this will be my number 10.
Richard's chitting, let's go barf. Let's go barf.
Oh, God. Number 10.
Number 10.
Oh, can you taste it coming up in your throat? Do you feel the bile? The stomach is erupting in goodness. It's mixing with the moldy
cheese. It's like hangover. It's like hangover. And then it's coming up the nose, like when you project.
He made a face. He's making a face. Aww.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Here, hand me one of the blue ones, Heath.
If I like jelly beans at all, I would totally do one. But I don't like jelly. I don't like jelly beans at all.
I'll take my chance with a blue one.
Just a blue one?
Oh my God!
All right, give me.
Man,
a blue
I
one.
Really had to take.
All right, give me a blue one.
All right.
No, we couldn't smell it.
No, you can't smell these either.
If you spit them in the trash can, we can. That was the.
Yeah, thank God you really didn't.
All right, this is the only blue one that's left.
Okay.
Well, since he got toothpaste,
then you're probably it's probably very blue.
Fair enough. That's very blue.
You want to take a chance with any more? I can tell you what we have a bunch of. What do we got a bunch of, Heath?
Looks like we have a bunch of the Tutti Frutti's. Or at least, you know, the colors of those.
All right, I'll try one of those, too.
What's the bad flavor?
It's Stinky Socks.
All right. So there you go. Oh, did we want to stop this other video? Or
yeah, you can go ahead and stop
yeah, we
that.
Can go ahead and stop that.
You got the remote.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Wait.
Oh, never mind. I got
I'm
it here.
About
never
this
mind.
One.
Okay. Tutti Frutti, or is it Smelly Socks?
That is Tutti Frutti.
Oh, you lucky bastard.
Adrian gets, what, 3 good ones? Mm-hmm. Heath got 8 bad ones?
Yeah.
God.
That's why you're getting all good ones.
I'm not going to push my luck anymore.
Not going to push your luck anymore?
No.
Kevin
Jason,
says,
I'm not even going to ask you because I know you. You just don't like jelly beans, period.
No. Kevin says we should play Battle Shits and that's next week on the Iron Bomb.
We're going to discuss the next bet. I think we'll be starting at around Night of Champions.
You think so?
Oh, my God. So, yeah, you got that box over there so I can put the rest of these back in.
Sure.
All right.
Take them home. Share them with your mom.
So,
I wish I knew someone that liked jelly beans. So I
love jelly beans as long as it's only Jelly Belly jelly beans, which that's what these are. But the problem of the fact that they're, you know, good or gross.
Of the bad ones you tried, Heath, what would you say was your worst?
Oh, God, vomit. Followed very closely with the moldy cheese.
Oh, the moldy cheese was worse than the canned dog food?
Yes.
Kevin, you know what? Kevin says send them to me. Kevin, here's what we'll do.
We'll have them for you at the show in Campsville. You can eat them.
We should get another box and see if any of the guys went in on it. Oh, you should blend them all together in a blender. That's gross.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
We do want to thank the people that tuned in on Periscope.
I'm logging off.
Oh, absolutely.
Here. The video will be up on the website within the next couple of days.
Yes, because we did actually record it, you know, so that way it can be uploaded.
So we will be posting it to the Facebook page at PW Pop, and we will also be posting it on the actual PW Pop website.
Yes, absolutely.
Jason, I think we can probably hit the music at this point.
We're not going to do Jason Rams.
I mean, do we really need to make him go through that?
No.
God.
The man does eat 8 gross jelly beans. I'm good with him.
Only 2 good ones.
Black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And I'll be having some Alka-Seltzer when I get home.
You vomit. That was great. He got barf.
Yeah.
You know, you're screwed once if there's only one of each in, or, you know, 2 of each color in there. You're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
So,
there is more than 2 of each.
Some of them, but, like, the barf one. He was screwed. Kevin says he'll drink a blended shake of him at Campsville.
Ew. You don't want to do that, man. Trust me.
All right, what we got coming up on the network?
You know what? Check the website for all the stuff that's going on the network. I actually am not sure what's going on when at this point anymore because shows are happening, shows aren't happening. Kyle, do you have anything you need to plug?
No, because I don't know when we're doing our next show.
Jake says Jake thinks that we should make him do the jams.
If we're doing that, I'm bailing because I'm falling asleep laying here.
It is after midnight.
I'm good. I'm ready to call quits myself. So,
yep.
We'll give Heath 3 for 5 on Jim's Jams next week, though.
Yes. 3 out of 5.
For being such a tripper this week?
Yeah.
No, you have to successfully guess 3. We're going to play.
We're going to play 5 themes next week. You got to get 3.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So I have given me a little bit more of a chance to be able to work with it.
Yeah, I guess so. Instead of getting one wrong, you can get 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Kind of make up for this week. Yeah.
Anyway, subscribe to us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. You can review the show. You can send us at subscribe to us. Review us. Like us on Facebook.
Jake Capone is awesome.
Follow us on the Twitters at the Hour Bomb. Check out our friends at World Powerhouse Wrestling at World Power Hosts, HOUS1, on the Twitter. You can
at WPWPro.com.
Yeah, check out their website, WPWPro. Next event, September 26th at Campsville, Illinois. Check out Jake Capone. You can follow him. I don't know what his Twitter handle is. He was just in Periscope with us, but you can follow him. He does photos too. And if you want to pose naked for your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend,
no questions asked, photo experience.
He'll do cock pics, no problem. I mean, God. He took a picture of a 6 foot.
You ever
need
a clever shot of your cock? He's your guy.
He took a picture of a 6 foot tall cock.
You?
Uriah.
Oh.
Yeah. So cock pics.
Now that he's not in the chat anymore.
No questions asked. And actually, if you want to bend over and spread your butt cheeks, he likes that. He'll give you a discount if you do that.
Oh.
I still got an aftertaste from those jelly beans.
Oh, thank God. Anyway, he's really seriously got a website. If he can get me the website here in the next 30 seconds, I'll plug his website. But check out our wonderful articles written by Paul Jordan. It costs more for that.
Gotcha.
Go glamour shot your dick for free.
But not your butthole.
That costs extra.
I quit. Check out the shit that Paul Jordan does.
Hardest working man on the network.
520 hearts. I think that's our new record.
Hey, we're still going. We're up to 520. It wasn't the 700 I was hoping for, but I'll take it.
Oh, Jake Haynes Photography on Facebook.
Jake Haynes, J-A-K-E. Haynes, H-A-I-N-E-S, Photography. If you don't know how to spell photography, you're fucking dumb. Search for that on Facebook and check out his shit. Like I said, he'll glamour shot your dick. Where am I at? Oh, yeah. Once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy!
The Big Gator Master signs off tonight.
I hope you die from herpes.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, definitely drinking some more water.
The jizz mopper. Big thank you to everyone showing up tonight. Again, next week we will have two, not one, but two special guests. Well, we'll have one special guest and one special guest. CEO from WPW, Scotty Mack, will be on, and Adrian's...
Legion frontman, Uriah Elizondo.
He's not the frontman.
Yeah, he is.
That's Blade.
You know what? Uriah, he's the guy running the show.
I'll make sure
I'm not going to get on that
part. I'll make
sure
Blade knows that one. And Kyle, who's hanging out back there still.
Yeah, I'm here.
The Grand Poobah of the wherever the fuck you live, Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, you don't have the blowhorn anymore?
No, I don't have the...
All right, fair enough.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. Well,
you gentlemen have a wonderful night.
You too. It sounds like you're falling asleep. We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been...
Our bombed.
You gonna say this?
Oh, fuck, I forgot. Just play the damn song.
Brock Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Yes, Brock Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Yeah, Brock Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Yes, Brock Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Except the Daisy. I contract it to accept the Daisy. I contract it to accept the Daisy. I contract it to accept the Daisy isn't here. No, except the Daisy. I contract it to accept the Daisy. I contract it to accept the Daisy. I contract it to accept the Daisy. It's not contracted. Oh, he sounds interesting. Tell me a little bit more about this Brock. Body like a refrigerator. Kick the ass of Randy Couture. Did UFC, but not anymore. Did to them what he did to us in 2004. But now he's back fighting for gold. With his shirt lettered in bold and gloves in case his hands get cold. Looks pretty good for 50 years old. Leave you in a pool of blood, piss, and vomit. Leave you in a pool of blood, piss, and vomit. Leave you in a pool of blood, piss, and vomit. Leave you right in that there pool. Yeah, leave you in a pool of blood, piss, and vomit. Leave you in a pool. A blood, piss, and vomit. Leave you in a pool. A blood, piss, and vomit. He'll leave you in your own piss and shit. I'm starting to like this guy. Can you tell me more what he can do with his abilities? Pass the test you give to his piss. Legalize pot with his fist. You ask him to, he will enlist and suplex all the members of ISIS. He'd have killed Hitler real quick. Made Bin Laden bleed from his dick. Give communism a good swift kick. Made Bruce Jenner real glad that he's a chick. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot you dead. Oh, but that can't be how he's really like. Tell me about Brock the Man. Likes to spend time on his farm. Never does nobody no harm. Yes, I know that grammar was wrong. Give me a break. It's the fourth verse of this fucking song. Spends his days fishing and hunting. And his nights grappling and grunting. I'm not done. You ain't had nothing till you've had one of his homemade muffins. He has a pretty average private life. He has a pretty average private life. He has a pretty average private life. He lives a pretty average existence. He has a pretty average private life. He has a pretty average private life. He has a pretty average private life. He has a pretty normal life. Yeah!
I just like to go hunting on my farm.